One of the most common statements that you'll hear over and over again from preachers that teach a pre-tribulation rapture is that at the rapture, Jesus Christ comes for his own, but at the second coming, he comes with his own. Now, they are wrongly calling Armageddon or Revelation 19, they're wrongly calling that the second coming. Actually, the coming of Christ is the rapture, and I've already covered that in previous videos. But listen to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. The Bible reads, "To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." Now, that right there says that he wants us to be unblameable in holiness at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Now, if that's the rapture, that makes perfect sense. We're living on this earth. He wants us to be living unblameable. He wants us holy, you know, until that time. If this were referring to Armageddon, that would make no sense because we would have already been in heaven for a few years. So, of course, we're going to be unblameable and holy. There's no sin allowed in heaven. We're going to be perfect when we're in heaven because we will no longer have our sinful flesh. Not only that, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the key rapture passage, it says, "If we believe that Jesus died and rose again," verse 14, "even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." So the Bible talks about him coming with his own at the rapture. And in chapter 3, verse 13, it said the same thing, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. So this idea of, well, at the rapture he comes for his own, and at the second coming, you know, what they refer to as the second coming, he comes with his own, this actually falls apart when you look at Scripture. It's a cute slogan, it sounds good, but it actually has no basis in reality or in the Bible. Make sure that you study the Bible when learning this subject. Read the books of Thessalonians for yourself, and don't just rely on cunningly devised fables and slogans about with his own, for his own.